It's Rutland and Stamford Town. We're here at the inaugural opening of George's Food Hub. There's only one George in Stamford that probably would do this. Did second helpings. Stamford Dog Show this weekend, of course, was his creation as well. George Hetherington. So what happened then from second helpings to here?
The situation arose where it was better for me to walk away. It happened. It's sad that it happened. But I am so keen to save food waste, I couldn't just sit and do nothing. So I've been looking around and looking at premises. The beauty of the church, of course, was everything was for nothing. Mm-hmm. And you can't find premises for nothing nowadays. And then the headmistress of St. Augustine School, Tina, rang me and said, George, I think we can find space for a hub here. I'm thrilled to bits. I'm thrilled to bits to be open. We've got our first stock in. Our first guests are waiting for some food. And I want to save food waste. And I want to be able to feed people who need feeding. And I think it's going to get more difficult for a lot of folks, Rob, don't you?
Indeed, absolutely, over the next few months, years even.
Yeah. Initially, we're only going to be open for Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays in the afternoons, 2:45 to 4:15. We're doing this to coincide with the families coming to and from school. And Tina knows that there are a lot of people in need in this area. So we'll have a good way of serving the community.
So we can hear the fridge in the background. So what's on the shelves then today? What have you got so far?
On the shelf in the fridge, mm-hmm. We've got some figs, some milk, carrots, some leeks, some cabbage, some lettuce, some beans, a shelf full of pastries from Cornish Bakery. Mm-hmm. Every day I can go to Cornish Bakery and they will give me what is left over from the previous day. It's still good. It's still good for 3 days. Also, the vegetables and the lettuce and stuff is from Nisa Local,
mm-hmm. who've
supported me for the last 2 years when I haven't really been involved with second helpings. They've supported me and I've been going to Peterborough. Mm-hmm. I couldn't feed people in Stamford until I got these premises, of course.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to leave it. I'm making 3 deliveries a week of food to 3 different projects in Peterborough who all, in particular, feed the homeless. It's too good an opportunity to miss, Rob. We've got to help with that. Mm-hmm. One project in the Baptist Church in Millfield feed 160 people a day. Mm. Now, come on, they need the food, and they love the pastries, and they love some aeroplane meals that I'm able to get and deliver, which I hope will be filling our freezers here as well soon.
Aeroplane meals?
A single-pack aeroplane meal, uh-huh. Halal made.
Yeah.
They come frozen and heat them up.
Where do they come from?
I don't know the name of the company. It's a company that's been supplying second helpings. Mark is the guy who brings it.
Right.
He said they have a lot of frozen food.
Uh-huh.
On this top shelf, there's pasta and sauces to go with the pasta.
Yeah.
Silver spoon, sugar, lots and lots of beans. I didn't know there were so many beans. Haricot beans,
yeah.
Baked beans, black beans, cannellini beans, Befriend beans, some ratatouille, green lentils. All that has come from a food bank who have got excessive food.
Mm-hmm.
So that is their surplus.
So you're redistributing it, really?
We are redistributing surplus foods.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of this fruit and vegetables on these other shelves are from Riverford Organic Veg. So all organic vegetables, we'll be collecting from them 3 times a week. And they're going to come to when we have the official launch and send a van load of stuff up. So everybody who's invited to the official launch will be given a free box of organic veg.
Wonderful.
Eventually, what I would like to do is, based on a food hub that I visited previously, I did research going out to food hubs, 4 different places I visited to see what line I could take. But Shrewsbury Food Hub has lots of little mini hubs at different churches, youth clubs, sports clubs and things like that. So one day a week they'll deliver food to them and they can distribute in their particular area.
Mm.
I think I'd like to do that.
I think you're kind of on your way, really, with something in this neighbourhood.
Well, yeah, this, I think, will be big enough to be our main store for now. Initially, we thought it would be nice to have really big premises, but really big premises at £20,000, £30,000 a year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the feeling.
I'm relying on people who maybe don't have the money to pay, but who are pay as they feel.
Yeah.
We're operating again as pay as you feel. If you can afford it, put some money in. If you can't afford it, it doesn't matter.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, this is literally the moment now, isn't it, that you're going to declare it open?
Rob, it's lovely for you to be here. You've been at everything that I've done, come on, for a lot of years now. Yeah, we're open. We'll have an official launch with the dignitaries and everything. Thank you for coming, Rob.
No, well, thank you very much for doing what you're doing, because I think it'll be a valuable service for so many.
Well, I didn't expect to have five people here before we open.
Well, I imagine that. That's the way it should be, isn't it?
Ask this lady why she comes.
Yeah, I'd like to just, from each of you, just a word as to why you're here today.
Right. Well, I'm appalled with food waste as well, and I believe in some of the ethics and principles that George does.
Yeah.
From the very beginning, the second helping, we would attend there, we go there Saturdays as well.
Yeah.
And times are hard. Now I'm on Universal Credit, but I'm that generation which women born in the 50s where the government stopped their state pension. So we have to wait another 6 years for our pension. Mm-hmm. I'm coming up to 63. I've got another 3 years to wait before I can get my state pension. I retired from work thinking I could get my state pension at 60, and I'm not because of government policy. So I struggle. I'm on universal credit. My friend, he's on
state pension, guaranteed credit. Pension credit.
And we struggle.
And very grateful that George started this up from the beginning.
Yeah.
But without this, we would never...
We've got through.
No, exactly.
So we're very grateful for what little
absolutely,
we get.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we give back what we can, and we only take what we need. We don't waste.
No.
Yes. So.
Excellent. Well, may you be the first people to step inside.
Yes. Yeah,
would you be able to tell us why you're here?
I only moved down to Stamford about a year ago, and I'm very grateful to George, because without second helpings and now the shed, we would be stuck ourselves. I mean, I live with my nan. We're both on disability benefits, and times are getting harder, and it's hard to afford to be able to live.
Mm.
So it's a massive help.
Right, well, do step inside.
Thank you
and
very
enjoy.
Much. Thank
Lovely
you.
To see you.
You too.
And that is George's Food Hub, officially open. St Augustine's, Stephen Road in Stamford. It's open from 3:15 through to 4:15, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every single week.